The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What does Paul's 2 Corinthians phrase, examine yourselves, mean? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. Now, we're currently in a series where we're responding to Wayne Grudem's critique of free grace, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I want to remind you about our upcoming National Bible Conference. The National Bible Conference of the Grace Evangelical Society is a great time for fellowship and especially solid Bible teaching. I hope that you'll join us. You can find out more about the conference by going to faithalone.org. Click on events and you can learn all about it. You can even register right there on the site. Well, let's go to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin. Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome back to Grace in Focus, where we answer your questions about the Bible and theology, and we discuss what's happening in the world today. And one of the things that's happening in the world today is that free grace theology, as an alternative to Calvinism and Arminianism and Lutheranism and the other isms out there, free grace theology is growing. More and more people are learning about it. So that's why a theologian of the stature of Wayne Grudem decided to write a book about free grace theology, because it's growing, because it's getting out there, and because it really does go against the grain of a lot of evangelicalism and Protestantism. Because what we say is salvation truly is by faith apart from works, no gimmicks involved. I like that phrase from my friend Dom, no gimmicks.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point, Sean. Grudem wouldn't have written this book unless he felt there was some sort of a threat here.
Yeah.
It needed an answer.
He felt his own position being challenged because he says he believes in salvation by faith alone, and yet the free grace position says, no, you are actually mixing works into it, and so you don't really believe in it. And he felt like, okay, I need to respond to this. You know, I need to respond to this position. In fact, he teaches at a school that was originally founded to be a free grace school.
It's Phoenix Seminary, and it was founded by Earl Rodmacher, a famous free grace theologian and longtime president of Western Conservative Baptist Theological Seminary. And originally, Phoenix Seminary was going to be a branch, basically, of the Western Conservative.
Ah.
But they decided to go independent.
Okay. But the school has since drifted. I have some friends who went there, and they're like, no, it's not a free grace school anymore. And largely because of Wayne Grudem, apparently.
He had a big influence. Yeah.
The eighth passage he picks out is 2 Corinthians 13:5, and Paul says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? And Grudem says this verse poses a challenge for free grace advocates because they do not think it appropriate to tell regular churchgoers who profess to be Christians that they should examine themselves to find out if they are really born again or not. That comes too close to saying that good works are a necessary result of saving faith, which is contrary to free grace teaching.
Right. Well, first of all, his translation, I don't think, is the best translation. I would suggest the New King James is better, and I would even tweak it slightly. But secondly, I think he misunderstands Paul. If you look at 2 Corinthians 13, verse 3, Paul says, since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. A theme in 2 Corinthians, which we find in verse 3, and it's in the preceding chapters over and over again, is that there were people in the church of Corinth who doubted that Christ was speaking through Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They doubted Paul's apostolic authority.
Yeah.
And so Paul is saying in chapter 13, wait a minute, take your eyes off me, and let's put your eyes on you. Verse 5, the first word in the Greek text of verse 5 is heautus, yourselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't start out with the word put to the test or examine. It's perazete, from perazo, to test or to put to the test.
Mm-hmm.
He says yourselves test. Now, it's normally translated examine yourselves. But the point is, they've been examining him. He's saying, examine yourselves. Why? Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. In my response, I point out that the expression in the faith is used routinely in Paul's epistles to refer to someone who is walking in fellowship with Christ.
And so this is one of the most important parts of free grace theology is, yes, we're really clear on the front end, the condition to be born again. But we also have something, I think, unique to say about the Christian life, about sanctification and the importance of growing to spiritual maturity. If you're really clear that salvation is simply by faith apart from works, these other verses kind of take on more light. And there is an importance that Paul places on walking with Christ, growing with Christ, not being carnal, but growing to spiritual maturity. And you're saying that's what the testing, the in the faith, is about.
Absolutely. He talks about examine yourselves as to whether you were in the faith.
So not like whether you are born again or not.
Right.
In the faith means, are you actually living out this thing?
Right. It's an experiential thing. And he says, test yourselves. Now, the words test yourselves are from the Greek verb dokimazo, which to our listeners, this probably doesn't sound like much. But you may have heard of the youth ministry called Awana, Awana Children's Ministry. Awana is taken from 2 Timothy 2:15, where Paul says that we are to be people who are approved workmen who
right.
are not ashamed.
Right.
A-W-A-N-A. Paul says, study to show yourself an approved workman who need not be ashamed, or be diligent so that you'd be an approved workman. Well, the word approved is dokimos.
Mm-hmm.
And the verb that comes from that is dokimazo.
Mm-hmm.
Dokimazo is all through this passage, and dokimos. Notice in verse 5, test yourselves. He says, or do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? He's not talking about positionally. He's talking about in their experience. If you were not adokimoi.
Yeah.
Adokimos is the opposite of dokimos.
Yeah.
Dokimos is approved. Yeah. Adokimos is disapproved. So I don't even like the New King James translation here.
Yeah.
It says, unless indeed you are disqualified. Well, they think that it's the idea of disqualified for reward. What does Grudem's translation have?
Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. This is the ESV.
Yeah.
So it's kind of loses some of the nuance here. And by the way, these are really important words for us, because these all not only fit with the Christian life, but they also relate to the idea of eternal rewards, the doctrine of rewards.
Absolutely. Look at verse 6. I hope that you will know that we are not adokimoi. We are not disapproved.
Right. And this, where is this approval or disapproval taking place?
Well, it's going to take place at the judgment seat of Christ, but we can be in a state of approval now. And by the way, Paul uses the same word, adokimos, in 1 Corinthians 9:27, where Paul says, after talking to them about running the race,
yeah.
fighting the fight, and winning the imperishable crown,
yeah.
he then says, I discipline my body and bring into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself might be adokimos, disapproved.
Right. Right.
And
right.
so if Paul himself could be disapproved, and Paul was born again and knew he was born again, and he was eternally secure and knew it, well, then any of us could be adokimos. And
right.
Paul says, I trust you know that we are not adokimoi. And that is, currently, Paul and his co-workers were walking with Christ and were approved. And then, by the way, verse 7 also has this word. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that you should appear approved. Okay, now we've got the word dokimoi, which mm-hmm. is the plural of dokimos.
Yeah.
But that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. Well, actually, that's adokimoi, that we may appear to be disapproved.
So basically, you're, from a free grace perspective, this is all rewards language. This is part of the judgment seat of Christ that Paul sees coming, and he mentions in 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, for example. But Grudem, coming from a Reformed covenant perspective, probably doesn't even know that there is a judgment seat of Christ, probably has a very weak view of rewards. For him, it's all about whether you're born again or not.
Right.
But free grace theology, recognizing all of this other evidence in Scripture about rewards growing in the Christian experience, about one day being evaluated by Christ and either being approved or disapproved, qualified or disqualified in terms of our faithfulness of our service. All of this makes sense to us, but for Grudem, it's an unlikely interpretation, but he's lacking a lot of the context that would make sense of this verse.
Right, and I imagine Grudem probably knows some Greek, but he doesn't mention dokimos, adokimos, dokimazo. Right. He doesn't mention that these words occur all through verses 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
None of that's in here. Where is his discussion? He says a little bit about Hodges. Of course, he's not giving enough of the details of what Hodges says to see where his argument's coming from.
Well, see, this is the thing. I would challenge you. I mean, I don't know if Grudem has done this because it doesn't show in his footnotes. But free grace people have thought a lot about the words approved and disapproved. We've done a lot of study about this. And so the conclusion that this is really rewards language is not from out of nowhere. It's not just something we're plucking out of the air and just making up as we go along. It's from the text.
Right. We see it in 1 Corinthians 9:27, in 2 Timothy 2:15. Just the very word itself, approved, sounds like something more than being born again.
Salvation cannot be by approval or disapproval because that would depend upon our works. You merit it. You're good enough. Okay, you're approved to be saved, but you're disapproved. Salvation is by faith apart from works, but getting rewards, that is all about what you've earned.
And that would make sense on testing or self-examination. Although, in 1 Corinthians 4, Paul says, I don't even examine myself before the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's leaving it up to Christ. I think what Paul means here is you need to look at your own self, stop looking at me, and see if you are someone who is abiding in the faith, someone who Christ is abiding in you, this mutual abiding experience.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very minimum, even a baby Christian should be able to see that if they're walking in the light.
Well, once again, you decide for yourself. Does Grudem give free grace theology a fair shake? Is his interpretation more persuasive than ours? I would encourage you to keep on being a Berean and search these things for yourselves, and you might be surprised to find that big-name theologians don't always get it right. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to explore more of the topics that we talk about on this show and don't know where to do it? Well, I'm going to tell you where. It's at faithalone.org. That's our website, faithalone.org. On the site, we have all kinds of free resources that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. For example, we have this beautifully laid out full-color magazine that you can get a free subscription. Just go to faithalone.org and sign up on the site. Would you like to become a financial partner with this show? Well, if so, you can find out how to do that on faithalone.org. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. By the way, we love to hear from our listeners. Maybe you've got a comment, feedback, or even a question. If you do, I'll give you our email address so that you can reach out to us. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about the result of genuine faith. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.